from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Four people shot in an otherwise peaceful election day in Jamaica. With the delaying results from Guyana's Monday's polls, protesters are on the streets. And plans to move Villa Byrd Jr. from Antigua for surgery in America after Tuesday's shooting there. I'm Debbie Ransom and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The final voting is now taking place in Jamaica's general elections. So far, reports of four shootings have marred an otherwise relatively peaceful poll. To find out more on today's vote and other developments, I'm joined now live from Kingston by our correspondent, Carol Orr. Carol, tell us about the shootings and where did they take place?
They took place in an area called Grant's Pen in corporate Kingston. And there are two separate incidents, four women in total, as you just described. Two women were shot early this morning and two more this afternoon. It's unclear as to the circumstances, though, of the shooting. The police have yet to confirm the motive for it. However, I do understand that the women have accused, both sides have accused opposing parties as the people who are responsible for the attack. That is, the women who are PMP supporters have accused the JLP supporters and vice versa.
Were they one-off or were there other incidents of violence today?
They have, unfortunately.